In the lunchtime edition, a new digital health information system being rolled out at the QEH in a few months that officials expect will significantly improve service delivery. It's to be extended eventually across the entire public health sector. Meantime, hospital officials debunk as a hoax a viral video purporting to show staff fighting at the QEH. The incident actually happened in St. Vincent. The Police Service and Transport Authority pleased with the introduction of new regulations for the PSV sector. Commuters also welcome the initiative. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. A new digital health information system is being rolled out at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in just a few months that health officials say will significantly improve service delivery at that state-run institution. Minister of State in the Ministry of Health, Davidson Ismail, tells Starcom Network News the electronic data system is also to be eventually implemented across the public health system. He was providing an update on the efforts to improve operations at the QEH. Mr. Ismail says progress is being made.
One of the key initiatives, I think, that will make a marked difference at the hospital and A&E in particular will be the introduction of our health information system. I can tell you that we are well advanced relative to the process of selecting a vendor for that piece of application or software. And once that software has been selected, that vendor has been selected and that software has been acquired, then we will move through the process then of implementation, and that will be hospital-wide. So that is going to take some time to implement and to really get it through the entire system. But I am confident that once we're able to get that done in the way that we are planning for it to be done in the coming months, I believe that the people of Barbados will start to see marked improvements in terms of the delivery of care relative to their records being accessible at any given place, any given interaction at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital.
He says the introduction at the QEH is just the start.
Once we're able to get that done at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, the intention is for us to then be able to roll out across the entire healthcare system, including the polyclinic, and of course, then including even private general doctors and practitioners. So I believe that the future is bright. We have some challenges. Notwithstanding those challenges, I believe that the team is working hard, the management and the directors are working hard to improve the level of care being delivered at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and across the entire healthcare system. And we know with the introduction of additional staff, with additional resources, that we'll be able to reduce some of the discomfort that persons experience when interfacing with these agencies.
The Minister of State in the Ministry of Health, Davidson Ismail. Meantime, QEH officials debunk as a hoax the circulation on social media of a video purporting to show a fight among staff members at the hospital. They say no such incident occurred at the QEH. Indeed, Starcom Network News has learned that the incident depicted in the video did not happen in Barbados, but in St. Vincent. An article in the St. Vincent media, which includes a screenshot of the same video and dated September the 4th, states that there was an altercation at the Milton Cato Memorial Hospital involving a uniformed nurse after a woman in civilian clothing walked into the clinic and attacked the hospital employee, a staff nurse. It adds that the resulting drama was recorded by a patient at the clinic and has since been making the rounds on social media. This is The Latest. The Barbados Police Service has stated its full support for the new public service vehicle PSV regulations. Senior Superintendent David Welch, speaking after a stakeholder meeting at the Ministry of Transport and Works, said the updated regulations will help bring order to the industry and enhance road safety.
We believe that with the onset of these regulations, that it can only be a win-win for everyone. Looking at what is happening here, it is a positive move. And we welcome the move too, that where persons within the industry also can actually assist in policing themselves. Obviously, safety and security, there are things within everyone's ambit where we have, as all road users, to be cognizant of. We believe that within what we are seeing here, especially with training, that can only go towards regularizing the industry and having a real positive reflection on these things. But we are here to work hand in glove with anyone, whether it be training, whether it be enforcement, especially within the sector.
Senior Superintendent of Police responsible for the Traffic Division, David Welch. Meanwhile, the Director of the Transport Authority, Roof Holder, says that after a lengthy process, they finally reached a set of regulations that all stakeholders can agree on.
We've gone through these regulations on numerous occasions, and we've made changes and changes. We've looked and relooked. We met with the stakeholders on several occasions to get their input, the owners, the operators, the associations. It has been a long, long, difficult task, and I am exceedingly pleased today to say that we reached this stage where we can say comfortably that we have a document that has reached the consensus of almost everybody who were present in the room today. As they did mention, we did have some challenges. We did have some situations where they felt that we needed to change a little. So we were able to take their opinions and we'll give some consideration to those. But certainly the input has been great.
Director of the Transport Authority, Roof Holder, this morning at the River Terminal, several PSV operators welcomed the new regulations and saw the need to weed out of the sector those who they feel are giving the others a bad name.
I'm one of the PSV drivers, and I do welcome the training that we will receive shortly.
So as an owner of one of the ZRs on the road, I think the government is doing a good thing. There is a lot of disruptive behavior out there from ZR drivers, PSV drivers. It needs to be cracked down immediately, especially from the video that I saw. The hustle mentality, trying to get in front of another guy so that you could pick up more passengers, so that you can hustle more, make more money. In my view, too many vans are on the road. They need to weed out the bad from the good.
It's long in coming. It was going on too long. Over 40-something years, these was doing this here. It need to stop. Something need to be done. You see, this problem could get addressed every sense and all, because you get drivers that doing nonsense, repeating doing nonsense. You just get the system all together, but they're just put them before the court. The court put money, they come back here and do the same thing.
Commuters also voice their support for the new rules.
The training coming in, I don't mind it because I travel on PSVs and my children are in secondary school. So, you know, at some point in this, travel on PSV. So, the safety of the public is no problem for me.
I think it will make the roads a little safer. And plus, sometimes they stop in front of you and cause a lot of accidents. I'm not saying all are bad, but then they're all over the road, just stopping, and then you got to be braking so you don't run into them, and then some of them want to bad mouth you, and it's not right. So I feel the rules and regulations should make things a lot better and safer on the road.
They got standards, play for standards right there. Yeah. That's true. Yeah. And everybody that you seeing.
Commuters at the River Terminal. St. Lucia's Prime Minister, Philip J. Pierre, has declared September the 27th Julian Alfred Day in honor of the athlete who created history by winning the island's first gold medal at the recently concluded Paris Olympics. The Prime Minister made the declaration during a pre-cabinet press briefing where he also announced a motorcade, school rallies, and a mural unveiling when she returns to the island on September 24th. The 23-year-old sprinted to victory in the women's 100 meters in a national record time of 10.72 seconds. She also caught silver in the 200 meters. And U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris and Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump meet for the first time tonight in their only scheduled debate, a clash which many say could prove pivotal in their battle for the White House. The nationally televised debate, beginning at 9 p.m., takes place just 8 weeks before the November 5th presidential election. Our top stories. Well, a new digital health information system being rolled out at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a few months that officials expect will significantly improve service delivery there. It's also to be extended eventually across the entire public health system. Meantime, hospital officials debunk as a hoax a viral video purporting to show staff fighting at the QEH. The incident actually happened at a hospital in St. Vincent. The police service and the transport authority, pleased with the introduction of new regulations for the PSV sector. Commuters also welcome the initiative, and some PSV drivers say It was a long time in coming. The lunchtime edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.